podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Am I a bad guy? Because I was excited to see one particular video this morning. We posted a few years ago. This guy was doing like a triple backflip or something on his bicycle. BMX bicycle thing or whatever.
So a motorcycle or an actual bicycle.
Bicycle, yeah.
You pedal, okay.
Right, pedal. And now there's a guy who's done a quadruple backflip. So he goes up this ramp and he does that. And those of you who've got kids who are doing these stunts on their bikes, or hell, maybe it's you people, I don't know. You know, they get the video and they got the GoPro camera on so you can see it done. Yeah. But am I a bad guy? Because the first two thirds of this video is all of the guys who tried to do it but didn't make it.
Oh, how can you sit through those?
We talked about that, I think, off the air maybe, Dom. You and I were talking about like the motorcycle guys that do that. And how do you start? How do you say,
right,
I'm going to practice doing that?
That was my question. Is like, how do you practice a quadruple backflip on a bicycle that's, I don't know, it looks like it's 50, 60 feet in the air. I don't know. Because when you come down,
I'm sure you're not going to stick it every time.
No. I've seen, they'll do it like, they'll practice in a warehouse and then there's like a huge pit of like foam bricks and stuff. So
that's
like,
what I was thinking.
You know, so they fall into this soft little
drop.
Pillow-like.
Well, here's the thing. I posted the video on our Facebook page. You just search Dom in the Morning. You should be a friend of ours on Facebook anyway. I posted it on there so you can see what happens when these guys land and they don't quite make it. And more than one is hauled away in an ambulance.
Well,
to let you know,
to be expected for those,
you know,
guys.
When I see kids just here in Denver doing their skateboard stuff up on the railings, right, and something like that, and I think there's got to, you can't like nail that every time on your first time. There's got to be
also great videos on YouTube of that.
Oh, the guys
on
who,
the poles and then boom, right in
right,
the twigs and berries.
Yeah.
That'll take you right down.
I don't understand. Especially, guys, knowing the jewels situation, how you can sit through those and not be physically repulsed.
Oh, no. But you do.
All men are psychically connected
go,
by the groin. So when one guy gets hurt there, we all feel it.
You guys are fools.
I want to talk for just a moment about our relationship with alcohol. And in particular, I'm going to start with a story for you. There's this couple I remember when I went to England a few years ago and I told you guys about that pub that I fell in love with in a little town of like 400 people. It's an old medieval town and the pub had been open since 1485.
Oh my gosh.
Like pre-Columbus.
That's awesome.
And I said, it's my favorite pub in my entire life. I mean, I just absolutely loved it there. Well, I'm reading the story this morning about this couple that lives in Indiana. They went to England back in 2011, and they fell in love with a British pub there in Birmingham. And they liked it so much, they get a load of this. For the last 4 years, they have now flown the 8,700 miles round trip to England every 6 weeks just to have a drink at this one pub.
Who has that kind of money?
That's what I want to know.
And you want to know how much this has cost them over 4 years? Just to do the trip, just to go to a pub in England every 6 weeks and back.
They should buy the pub.
$75,000.
Holy cow.
Whoa.
They're trying to figure out if with their jobs they can just move there. I'm like, that is quite a relationship with booze right there.
I know. I scoff, but I actually am kind
of jealous. Once it hit your lips.
Like, I love them.
Isn't that something? I told you, man, I would move to that little town. Chillum is the one that I went to. And man, oh man, I love it.
Just
so
Chillum.
Much. I was at a sitting at a bar. Let's talk about alcohol for a second. I was sitting at a bar at a restaurant in Denver last night. I was waiting for my son and his wife to show up. I was treating him to a birthday dinner last night. And I was sitting there, and Dre was the bartender. And I said, what do you guys got here that you really like? He goes, man, we've got great sangria. I'm like, well, it's been a while since I had a sangria. And he brought me a red. And then he says, before you leave, try the spicy one that we've got. And Emily, I thought about you because you're a bartender, and you've done your experimenting before with this stuff. He brings out a little taster of the sangria that's got jalapeno peppers in it.
Yes.
I mean, actual chopped up jalapeno peppers that are in the sangria. I'm like, all right, here's where we are now. We have already done every booze combination you can think of. And so now we're just experimenting with all sorts of stuff. Jeremy, you know what I'm talking about?
I do. It's funny because I actually have family in from Iowa right now. So I had to take them to Tipsy's, free plug. Tipsy's by me. It's the biggest liquor store this side of the Mississippi. And their beer selection is just intense. And a couple of these people from Iowa are total beer heads. You know, they try new things. So I went in and got the sampler packs. You can go in and just buy single bottles just to try. And the combination.
Did you get wild with your combinations?
They were nuts. Like, I got a chili beer. I got some sort of agave beer, some sort of caramel apple beer. I had a beer with grapefruit in it. One with that was made with like fingernails or something. They, like the combinations are just out of this world now with beers.
You know, and what's funny is that I think we used to laugh at that and say, that's girly beer, all that. I just give me a straight beer. And that used to be the case probably up until about 10 years ago. And now suddenly even guys are like, yeah, I'll try.
It's grapefruit beer. It's delicious. They have actual, it's called not your dad's root beer. It's a beer that tastes just like you're drinking root beer.
A lot of my girlfriends actually love that.
It's incredible. I want to make a root beer float with this alcoholic root beer.
You can't tell you're drinking, and then four desserts later, you are falling down.
Yeah.
I have not had that. I've got to try
it. It's pretty awesome.
You won't even know that you're drinking booze. I feel that there's too many flavors. Like, it's just, we're just overloaded. Gentleman Caller brought home this beer a few weeks ago, and it's got ghost pepper in it. Ghost pepper is just, it has like the highest like CPU, whatever, you know, that on the like the hot scale. Mm-hmm. And what's the point of consumption for that? Because it's not like a Friday night on your back patio sipping beer that you can enjoy because it's ghost freaking pepper, you know? And I mean, so do you pair it with like a dessert or something sweet, you know, because that's what the foodie in me is thinking. Like, what does this go with? There's just too much. Like, pretty soon, all of this is going to collapse inward, and everyone's just going to be drinking Budweiser.
I'm all right.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.